want to see a band play their record and lose their minds while they do it, and just the place to go. I promise you'll have a fucking amazing time at any Suicide Talent show.
And that's part of what kills me too. I know your guys' live show is absolutely fucking incredible. I read somewhere that you have a severe case of OCD with germs and, you know, everything being in its place, in its right place. How are you able to go up on stage at a fucking rock show where it's...
How you feel the most? That's honestly for me, when as soon as I get on stage, all my anxieties just like drop. And that's where I feel like most at home, most comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where everything's like, oh, okay, everything's okay now. Like, it's like hitting mute on your brain instead of stressing about everything and thinking about everything. It's just everything's like, there's nothing to worry about anymore. It's like, I know what I have to do. I'm just going to go up there and do it. It's more so the, like, meeting and greeting, like, thousands of people every day, shaking tons of hands.
Yeah.
Like, I always have, like, the Purell and shit all over the bus. I mean, think about it, man. People are f***ing dirty.
I know, dude, and that's what I'm saying. You're on the stage where, you know, bands have been hawking and puking and blowing snot all over, and I'm sure you reach your hand out to shake hands and shit. And in the pit, I mean, I would rather be in a fat dead girl's vagina than in the pits. You know, the germ ratio is about the same.
Jesus. Yeah. Christ. So I don't know if a fat girl's f***ing vagina would be any better. So.
No, it is. It's actually science. I did a study.
Yeah, okay.
I also read when I was on the Google Internet machine, I read a rumor. You've got the craziest grindcore, just death voice. I mean, it really does. It stand out from just about anything in the genre today. And you know, there was a story about Danny Filth from Cradle of Filth. He can actually, with his screams, he can actually, like, control moths. He can yell at it like, you know, when they're around, like, the bug zapper, he can move them away or bring them in. There's something to do with his voice at a certain pitch that he can screw with them. And Wayne Newton has the ability, obviously, to drop women's panties with his voice. Then you were down on the list at, like, number 14. It said that your voice, you were able to give terrorists bloody diarrhea. Is there any truth to that, or...
If you find me a terrorist, we'll make it happen.
We'll try
how it goes. I don't know if there's going to be the first guy jumping up and down like, I'm a terrorist, I'm a terrorist, pick me.
I mean, yeah. I've seen some pretty fucking crazy people in metal shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But your voice, I mean, what do you do to keep it in shape? Every night you've got to blow it out. I mean,
it's just from doing it a bunch. It's like, if you don't ever work out or ever go to the gym, you work out once, you're shot, you're all sore and fucked up. But if you do it every single fucking day, it's like your body just gets immune to it and used to it. It just becomes part of your body's regular thing every day. And it's just, I don't know, because I warm up a fuckload, too, before we play. Also, like an hour before we play, I just start warming up. And then showtime comes, do it to its fullest. And as soon as I'm off stage, I just chill. And here comes the next day, you know?
And
yeah, dude, you should see how many it takes. I mean, to make this shit happen, there's tons of dudes that have devoted their fucking lives to it. To make these shows happen, it makes these shows successful. So it's like, it's not just like, oh, I'm going to do this for a couple of years and I'm going to go have a normal job. Like, this is a life decision for people that work with the bands and for the bands themselves. It's not just something you do as a hobby. Like, this is a life thing. This is, you do it every fucking day, 100%, or else it's not going to work.
I don't think after you've been through what you've been through and seen what you've done, there is no normal after that. Once you've had a whiskey knife fight, like, we really can't go back. It's like, I can do this again tomorrow, or I can go fix copy machines.
Can't be the same.
So as far as this show, as far as the Pedal to the Metal show, what can we expect from walking through the gate to the moment we leave? If you could sum it up somehow from start to finish.
All right, well, the night kicks off with the freak show, which is disturbing as fuck. I mean, there's a midget named Penguin Boy that has his hands sewn to his armpit.
No
arms. And he's awesome. Then there's this girl that swallows swords like 3 feet long, just makes him disappear. There's everything about it is fucking cool. So the night starts off with a little teaser of that. And Bury Your Dead gets up there and fucks it up for about a half hour. Then the sideshow comes back out during changeover for like 15, 20 minutes, does another little teaser, freaks you out for a while. We come out, and then we can tear it up for a good 35 minutes. And then the freak show comes back out for another 15.
and then
Static X comes out, kills it. And then Black Label sets up, kills it. And then Mudvayne sets up, kills it. It's like, the shows are fucking amazing.
So as a fan, we better bring our A game, because there's no stopping.
Oh, yeah, just bring the cash for the booze, and you'll be all right.
We'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah, that's all you need.